Philip Semple PX, deserving character, this date is 09/16/2023. Dictation is for Jeremy Bratton. Bratton spells B-R-A-T-T-O-N. Jeremy spells J-E-R-E-M-Y. Date of birth is 01/07/1980. This is a 43-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Jeremy has a history of opioid use disorder. Is currently in Suboxone. Is here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed. Compared to last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of system. Again, Mr. Jeremy indicated that he will definitely have his blood drawn in his next visit. He said he will come in fasting. He said he didn't fast today. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure 148/93. Pulse 89. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, mild, close, open and close parentheses. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcystic papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affecting normal. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort at range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2 is medication refill. Number 3, hypertension, currently on lisinopril. Patient needs labs. We've been discussing labs almost every visit, and he said he would do it on a subsequent visit, and we're still not there yet. However, he promised this time that he will definitely do it on his next visit. End of dictation.